Listening comprehension. Part A. Number 1.
You're going on the cruise to Nassau, aren't you?
I wish I could, but I've got to finish a project.
What does the woman say about going on the cruise? Number 2.
I heard you dropped geometry. Is that right?
I just couldn't follow it. I needed something more basic.
What do the speakers say that the man did? Number 3.
Had Jim submitted his application earlier, he could have gotten financial aid.
He always puts things off till the last minute.
What does the man mean? Number 4.
You live in the apartments on 34th Street, don't you?
I used to, but I moved.
What does the woman mean? Number 5.
I thought you were going to fly to Seattle today. What happened?
I had planned to, but I couldn't find anybody to work for me.
What does the woman mean? Number 6.
I'm fed up with the new receptionist. Not once has she written down a phone number correctly.
I know, and she has a poor attitude, too.
What do the speakers say about their opinions of the receptionist? Number 7.
You haven't had much success trying to convince the buyers to let you stay for a while after closing, have you?
On the contrary, they called last night and agreed to it.
What had the woman assumed about the man? Number 8.
We're way over budget on this project.
Somebody must have miscalculated the cost of temporary staff.
What does the woman say about the project? Number 9.
No sooner had I sat down than the baby started whimpering again.
Next time, I'll take care of her. You need to relax a while.
What is the woman's problem? Number 10.
I have never been so frightened. I lost control of the car on the wet highway and flew away across both lanes of traffic. I was lucky I didn't get hit by traffic or hit one of the trees.
You are very lucky. That highway is always so busy, and wet roads are very dangerous.
What does the man imply about what happened on the highway? Number 11.
This is the last straw. I have yet to see that new employee offer to help anybody or do anything but sit there reading her novel.
I'm glad you realize it. It was bugging me, too.
Why does the woman say Donna is not present? Number 12.
Where is Donna? I had expected her to be here this morning.
She was called away due to a family emergency, but I imagine she will call soon.
Why does the woman say Donna is not present? Number 13.
If you see me doing this wrong, would you please point it out to me? I keep having trouble with the final calculations.
Sure, but you seem to be doing just fine.
What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 14.
How did you do on the exam?
Not great. I should have studied last night, but I was too tired.
What is the man's problem? Number 15.
What happened to John? I thought he was coming tonight.
He came down with a cold and needed the rest.
What does the man say about John? Number 16.
I haven't seen Christopher at a coin club meeting for a while.
He stopped coming because he said it was boring.
According to the woman, why hasn't the man seen Christopher? Number 17.
I heard that you and some friends were organizing a cruise to the Caribbean.
It never really got off the ground. But I'm still planning to go, alone if I have to.
What does the man plan to do? Number 18.
I thought you had already been accepted at the university.
If I had, I certainly wouldn't be still submitting applications. But I'm not giving up yet.
What does the woman mean? Number 19.
The copy machine's broke. It was jammed when I tried it.
It bugs me when somebody does that and just leaves it that way.
What does the man imply? Number 20.
You bought a new house recently, didn't you?
I would have, but I couldn't get the financing I needed.
What does the man mean? Number 21.
Has the jury reached a verdict yet?
Not yet, and they probably won't tonight.
What does the woman mean? Number 22.
I think Ellen is going to enter the doctorate program in linguistics.
Don't be so sure. She's been looking into the English literature program.
What does the woman say about Ellen's plans? Number 23.
Are you going to the meeting at the library tonight?
I may.
What does the man mean? Number 24.
This computer has received good reviews, hasn't it?
It used to. But lately it's been looked down upon. Service is the issue, I think.
What does the man mean? Number 25.
I haven't seen you at the gym lately. Are you still working out?
I've been out of town a lot, and I'm really out of shape.
What does the man mean? Number 26.
Did you enjoy the exhibit?
It was okay, but I wish I hadn't been so rushed. I didn't get to spend as much time in some areas as I had hoped.
What does the man mean? Number 27.
I heard that Jim isn't going to his family's beach house this weekend after all.
Right. He and his sister are having a problem, because she says he uses it more often than she does.
What does the woman say about Jim? Number 28.
I thought Rob was happy at this school, but I hear he's thinking of leaving.
Yes, his father would rather that he went to a more well-known university. But he's just looking into it at the moment.
According to the woman, why is Rob considering changing schools? Number 29.
I've been trying to figure out this program for hours.
Why not reading the manual?
What does the woman suggest that the man do? Number 30.
Janet said she's going to the doctor tomorrow, but what about her work?
She had to take the afternoon off for the appointment.
What does the man imply about Janet? Part B. Questions number 31 to number 33. Listen to the following discussion between two students.
I can't stand it. How did I even end up here in this old dormitory? I was sure I had been approved for the new building.
What do you mean? They switched you?
Yeah, that's right. I applied for the new dorm. I gave a deposit. They took the deposit. Then I showed up, and they said it was never guaranteed that I would get it. It was just a request.
That's annoying. But what's wrong with it? It looks okay.
The new buildings have central heat and air. These have window units and they don't work well. It's sweltering in here. Bananas ripen in an hour. I run the air 4 hours, and it seems to get hotter.
Are you going to do anything about it?
I filed a complaint, but it seems they don't care.
Number 31. What had the woman assumed? Number 32. What does the woman indicate is the biggest problem with the old dormitory? Number 33. What does the woman give as an example of the temperature problem? Questions number 34 to number 37. Listen to the following conversation about a computer program.
Can you help me with this computer program? I'm trying to create a report, and I can't figure it out.
Show me what you've done. Have you written it down?
No, I haven't. But I remember. Let's see, first I clicked reports. Then I chose budget. Or was it profit and loss?
Okay, the first thing you need to do is write down what steps you take. That's the only way to either do the same thing, or not do the same thing if it's not working.
I know, you're right. Alright, let's try budget. I wrote it down. Okay, click budget comparison. No, budget report.
We'll start with budget comparison. Let's choose this, and that. Got M?
Got M.
What's the date range? Want to choose last month to see?
Yeah, okay, I wrote it down. Wow, that's it. You got it. Why couldn't I do that?
You know what I'm going to say.
Right, I couldn't have repeated it if I hadn't written it down.
Number 34. What are the speakers talking about? Number 35. What does the woman advise the man to do? Number 36. What is the man likely to do the next time he has a computer problem? Number 37. Is the man probably going to be able to repeat the procedure that the woman showed him? Part C. Questions number 38 to number 40. Listen to the following talk.
This is a tool made of stone. It could be used for digging, cutting, or various other things. Scientists used to believe that the most advanced Stone Age tools were developed in the Middle East and Africa. However, these tools were discovered in China recently, and they're certainly as advanced as those of the other continents, with the same sophisticated shape and consistency of design as the other tools. These tools were found near the Chinese border with Vietnam, and they appear to be about 800,000 years old. It is a particularly interesting discovery, because now scientists know that in spite of slight differences, similar techniques were used over a very great distance.
Number 38. What is the narrator talking about? Number 39. What had scientists believed before these tools were found? Number 40. How does the speaker describe the comparison between the new tools and the tools found previously? Questions number 41 to number 46. Listen to the following talk about medical technology.
Computers, wireless technology and other innovations have changed our lives in many ways. Someday, intrusive medical procedures may be replaced with new technology. For example, scientists have created a new camera that will remind you of a ride at Epcot Center. They have invented a capsule containing a tiny camera, which is placed within the body and allowed to move through it, gathering information as it goes. The most logical initial use for the camera is in the digestive system, since it has a beginning and an end, and the capsule will move through on its own. People with health problems in the esophagus, stomach, intestines and colon currently undergo invasive tests with instruments called endoscopes inserted through the nearest orifice. Such internal views are necessary when looking for abnormal blood vessels, tumors, ulcers, lymphomas and abnormalities of the various organ walls through which the endoscope passes. Skeptic points out that endoscopes have become very sophisticated and allow much more control than the capsule allows. For example, a doctor can back up an AM at a particular area with an endoscope, which will not be possible with the capsule. Endoscopes even provide the ability to perform biopsies and other tests as well as surgical procedures, whereas the capsule will not permit that. But for simple viewing, endoscopes are uncomfortable, so this new technology is believed to be a less intrusive choice. The capsule, no larger than a medicinal capsule, will be swallowed by the patient and will light its way with built-in lights. It will transmit video images in color as it progresses through the body. The video that it records can be up to 5 hours long and is later downloaded to a computer for viewing.
Number 41. Why does the speaker indicate that the digestive system is the best place for the new technology? Number 42. For which of the following items would the capsule not be helpful? Number 43. What is the main reason that some scientists believe the capsule would be helpful? Number 44. Which of the following does the speaker imply would not be part of the capsule? Number 45. Which of the following does the speaker imply is true? Questions number 46 to number 50. Listen to the following speech about alcoholism.
It has long been recognized that those people with a family history of alcoholism are at much higher risk of becoming alcoholics themselves. And it's also known that this isn't just sociological, because it happens even when the children don't grow up in the same home with the alcoholic. Researchers in the United States have located a specific hormone in the brain that can indicate a predisposition for the disease. Beta endorphin is a hormone that produces euphoria and acts like morphine. The body produces this hormone to help control pain during childbirth and other physical trauma. The hormone also contributes to the feeling of well-being that accompanies intoxication. It's now known that in people with a family history of alcoholism, the response to the beta endorphin is greater and more prolonged than in those people who aren't apt to abuse alcohol. This hormone reaction is what causes a potential alcoholic to crave alcohol. Researchers also learned that the manner in which the person responds to the hormone can be inherited. Of course, Not everybody in the family of an alcoholic will abuse alcohol. This is because the reaction to the hormone does not affect everybody who is genetically related to the alcoholic. It's believed that with the new knowledge, doctors will soon be able to test a family and determine who is likely to abuse alcohol and who is not. However, researchers are quick to point out that people who are prone to alcoholism many times do not succumb to the disease simply because they choose not to drink and never get to the point that the inherited trait affects them.
Number 46. What fact does the speaker state as common knowledge? Number 47. What is beta endorphin, according to the speaker? Number 48. What does the speaker indicate is the difference between a person with alcoholic tendencies and a person without them? Number 49. What does the speaker say about family members inheriting the alcoholic trait? Number 50. Does the speaker indicate that everybody with the reaction to beta endorphin will become alcoholic?